Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Mike Ferguson with Missouri Viewpoints. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon, anytime.
So this city-county merger thing is definitely in the front of a lot of people's minds. And if they don't understand it, there's a lot of people who wish they did. Give me the basics. Talk to me like I've never heard this before. What is the city-county merger? And then following up, why are people worried about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. The thing is, we've really got two questions, Annie. One of them is, should the city of St. Louis and the county of St. Louis County merge? Should they, you know, join and become one great, big, huge city? And the second question is, who should make that decision? And the reason that this is so controversial and so people are so passionate about this is because for those in the county, like me, this would completely change the government in which we live under. I mean, this is a massive, massive change. Now, the proponents, you know, the group called Better Together,
yeah,
and some, you know, business leaders and things like that, what they're basically arguing is, hey, this is an economy of scale thing. The region isn't doing as well as we should do, and we have way too many little communities. You know, we have way too many little governments, and it's too expensive to provide all these services. If we merge these two, then what we're going to have is a much cheaper way of delivering government services, and that makes us more competitive and makes us more attractive to other businesses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are against it are saying, listen, you're talking about basically removing my local government from having any authority at all. You're talking about dissolving my local police department, and you're talking about having 33 people plus one mayor in downtown St. Louis run all local government for me, no matter where I am in the area. So those are the two basics, and I mean, I'm sure you've got lots of questions on it, but the final plan that Better Together wants to put out on the ballot in 2020, they're going to announce that later this month, but I've actually talked to a couple people within the campaign itself, and there's been a lot of other reports, St. Louis Business Journal and some others, that have gotten previews of it. And so what this would do is this would, again, just eliminate basically any separation between the two government entities. So if you live in Wildwood, you live in Chesterfield, you live in Richmond Heights, you're now in St. Louis.
Mm.
You're in the city of St. Louis. The county is gone, basically, and immediately the city of St. Louis, which is, you know, now 300 and some odd thousand people, suddenly becomes, you know, 1 point whatever million people, and we're once again one of the top 15 largest cities in the country. Radical, radical change. Annie, this would change a lot.
Yeah, I can see from a very high level view how that would be attractive to businesses. You know, anytime we're involved in any of these, oh, we're the number one this, we're the number one
right.
that. It's not usually very flattering, but I'm reading this article here that came from the Post-Dispatch on January 12th. And according to one Scott, St. Louis alderman, Scott Ogilvie, I hope I'm saying that right, if you live in more affluent parts of St. Louis County, it's much easier to say everything's fine. But the reality is the fate of the region is clearly all tied together, and a lot of St. Louis County is not fine. Here's the next sentence here is what makes me have great pause. The region must improve services to its poorest residents, he said, and to do that, it needs more from its richest. So
yep.
The question that I have for you, Mike, is if the leadership, if the elected officials in these smaller municipalities are doing things the right way, and if you look at the leadership in some of these places that aren't doing so great, where they need more money, I don't understand how trying to make the leadership look more like that of places that are struggling is going to actually make a real problem any better. Just more so to me, it looks like it's just going to make it on paper look better.
Oh, yeah. I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, basically what you're talking about here, whether you like it or whether you don't like it, is this is a way for what's now the city of St. Louis to collect more money and redistribute more money from those in the county, especially the areas that are doing better. I mean, listen, people move to different areas, different cities, because they like that. They like how things are run. They move away from cities when they don't like how things are run. But yeah, you can definitely see what's in it for the city. To me, it's a lot harder to make a case for what's in it for the county.
Mike,
right,
we've got Tony Colombo in here. You live in the county.
Yep.
You would know more than I would as an Illinois resident the difference between location A, B, C, and D.
Yep.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, I know I don't want the city's problems to become my problems. And like Mike just said, we pick our places where we want to live in the county very many times. You know, some people want to live in Chesterfield. Some people want to live in Florissant, where I live. Some people, you know, they want to live where they want to live, and that's why they move there. And now that would be all taken away from them. One of the big parts of this, Mike, that I really want to hear your thoughts on is the fact that this could be voted on, probably will be voted on by the entire state of Missouri. And as far as I'm concerned, if you don't live in the city or the county,
you don't have any business.
You don't have any business telling you. I don't even really care very much what you think, let alone how you would vote, because you don't live there. Because it affects me and the people that it affects. That's the people that need to be.
Why the statewide vote?
Why the statewide vote? Could you explain why that is happening?
Yes, because the county doesn't want this. That's why the statewide vote. Here's the interesting thing. Our state constitution, and you can look this up, Article 6, Section 30, specifically Section 30A, the state constitution already allows the city and the county to vote to merge if they want. Because, you know, this question has been around for a long time, so the state constitution already explicitly says if the city and the county want to remerge in some form, they can do it however they want. This is going on, or the effort is to put this on the statewide ballot because it's overwhelmingly unpopular in the county. The last poll I saw, and admittedly that was close to a year ago, I haven't seen one since then, had it almost 70% against in the county. So in order to make it happen, you've got to go to the rest of the state and say, hey, let us merge. And somebody in Chillicothe says, well, I don't care if you merge, fine, whatever, you know. But yeah, Tony, I mean, to your point, that is, even if you think this is a good idea, and I'm not sold on it, but even if you think it's a good idea, I would think that local St. Louisans should all agree that this is a question for St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And even, interestingly enough, you know, the Post-Dispatch just put out an op-ed a few days ago saying, yeah, we need the rest of the state to come in and fix this because we just won't do it. The Kansas City Star writes an op-ed saying, this needs to be a St. Louis decision. We need to butt out because, by the way, if the rest of the state can come in and decide the local government for St. Louis, what's to say that they couldn't come in and do it to us or do it to Springfield and Greene County or Columbia and Boone County or whoever? So that's that second question I mentioned earlier is who gets to decide this? And if you go to the Missouri Viewpoints Facebook page, I posted an article on there a little bit earlier. The Democratic and Republican leaders of the state Senate are saying, listen, without commenting on what we think of the idea itself, our constituents are telling us this needs to be left to the local voters.
Yeah.
You're talking about mandatory dissolution of every police department in the county.
Mike, only
one county.
Only a few seconds left, but who does make that decision? Is it possible for somebody like the governor or somebody with some sense to step in and say it's up to those people, it's not going to be a statewide vote? Who can stop it?
The governor actually probably cannot, but the state legislature can stop it. They can decide not to put it on the ballot. But really what it comes down to is if they go to get signatures for this, they get enough signatures, they can put it on the ballot without anybody stopping it, provided they have enough signatures.
Mike, I've got 1 minute left here. My question is, Better Together is the name of the group pushing this. What are they going to put out there in really pretty print for people to see that's going to be persuasive but maybe not fully honest?
My guess is that, and I'm not privy to that because they know my thoughts on it, but my guess is my guess is that they're going to go to the rest of the state and saying, this is good for the state's economy because it makes St. Louis better economically. Let us merge. That's going to be my guess.
So the campaign from Better Together, you're thinking the effort will be made out of the county rather than in the county.
Right. Instead of taking the millions of dollars and marketing to the people in the county, it's going to be a lot easier to win yes votes everywhere else.
If people want to speak out against this now, they can go to Missouri Viewpoints right now and connect with Mike Ferguson on Facebook. Make sure you like his page there, also MissouriViewpoints.com. Do you have any other advice of where people can have their voice be heard?
Yeah, I mean, obviously directly to the people who are in the state legislature. But the reality is that if this goes the initiative route, you're going to have to just reach out to your friends and family around the state and say, at least learn more about this before you get into our business.
Absolutely. Mike Ferguson with Missouri Viewpoints. We're going to keep in touch with you on this issue. And as developments happen, we appreciate you weighing in today.
Anytime, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.